Here we go. Marshall Herbert Marshall McLuhan, or better said, Marge Stewart, had this high-minded ideal that the human condition did not understand the condition their condition was in. Therefore, they had to lend or open a door, a window, that gave the opportunity, just as in Annie Hall, to say, you don't know where you live, you don't know who you are, you don't know what is reading you, you have no idea what you stepped into. And that's like history that you're doomed to repeat if you don't give attention to. It's the very thing that has caused and or created the antithesis of human-minded, five-bodied living. Five-bodied living, which is thoroughly laid out in set, that this is the conditions for which you live your life. This includes Kitty Carlisle telling you what's my line and asking all the pertinent questions that apply. Now you're in a window where you don't know the questions, you don't know what applies, you don't know what to believe, and now even the thing that you would heretofore would have trusted, that was the Edward R. Murrow quadrant, which is in your big note that you won't seem to complete. That puts you in a new position that allows you to see clearly now through a muddy lens, the condition your condition is in. So now, the existential Herbert Marshall McLuhan has landed in the mess that he created. In The Mechanical Bride, he laid out a very clear, tactile, technical expose of how this all applies. All the way from Gutenberg Galaxy that says this typeset makes a set of type. A set of type. Type is like a typo, a genotype. That's the type, 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 type. Setting type, type setting of a type, a kind. Three different ways to use the word type. Now what's happened is none of those or all of those have been obfuscated. There is no printing press anymore. No one.
You said none of those have been obfuscated. They have been obfuscated by the electric world.
Well, we don't. We don't
did
know.
Are you still back?
No.
I don't know. Have not been clarified. Like, I don't know why you use that word.
McLuhan wasn't clarified. He didn't know either.
He was
very
precise.
Like,
carry
with,
on. Yeah, I'm not going to argue. Carry
I don't
on.
Go
ahead. Keep going. Printing press didn't get obfuscated or something. Then what?
That becomes the standard of what everybody's complaining about. They want written books to tell them what to do. They want a written law that they can follow. They want somebody to lay up, this is the way to go. And McLuhan said way, way, way back then that you're set in these systems that you have then divided up into the five bodies. But he laid out the residual consistency of what this means, like that the TV's reading you, watching you. You are reading the book. No, the book is reading you. This all has been laid out in such a way that now the tech body has captured that. So it has not been obfuscated. It's just been moved, which is what we were trying to say before we were compoundedly interrupted. The point
what was,
is...
what was moved, the printing press or the tech body? The printing press?
The tech. No. Because
it has been
of
moved. That's the words. It has been moved. I need to know what it is.
The tech body, the TV body, the mechanical bride, the application of what humans are supposed to know has been attacked, captured, and moved to what is now known as the tech body. Just as the power, God's power, human's power, was captured in the Ark of the Covenant, now the tech body has enough power to capture the printing press. To capture the Android meme, to capture the mechanical bride. It's now the driver, the single driver. Nothing else applies, which is why your quadrants are now more keen than ever, and actually why silly people are actually looking at your work now, because it's the only way to connect the dots. See, you can't live without in a world without furry lint. Before you could set that aside, that's a based reality. We don't have a base society. We're not baldy. We're Judeo-Christians who live a comfortable, sovereign, sane, sober life. Well, all that's gone now. It's all gone. It doesn't apply anymore. Nothing, everything's up for grabs, because everything that you would know to be within or without decorum is thrown up in the air. So now it's okay, for example, for goddamn to be an acceptable use that the censors don't even get offended by any longer. You see? That's new. That wasn't always that way, Bob. Before, you couldn't even say hell or damn or shit. Now, that's in G-rated films. You can get away with that, for Pete's sake. As far as language or something that's considered less than inappropriate or kids could say vulgar or of bad manners, there are no bad manners anymore, because it's all landed in the tech body, and no one is offended by it anymore, which is exactly what Marshall McLuhan said would happen, that you would be anesthetized by the medium, which then becomes the message, which then becomes the driver, which then becomes the thing that you have to be, do, or have, or you're less than. There it is. So if you don't have what you want, then mediacology has duped you. Oh, if you don't understand where you are, well, then you can't read the signs. Well, that's because mediacology has moved it out of your range or precept. You have this ideology in schools of higher learning that would set a subset that said, this is smart, this is not. Well, all that's up in the air in the windows, and now they, all those professors present themselves as educated fools. They don't even know how to handle themselves. They don't know how to even how to read a book anymore. Oh, wait, they can't even find a book anymore. Okay, they read a book, but what do they know? They find out that they proved that Ezra Pound was right, that this is a silly, glib, cliche archetype of things that you can't understand. It's higher schools of learning that has evaded even you, meaning fill in the blank who you is. So it becomes silly. And so what the tech body has done single-handedly has validated at an uber level Marshall McLuhan's warning or capacity that you don't know what you're fucking with. Basically, you don't have a clue what you're dealing with. You think all these things, and they're not what you think. You've decided all these things that people are telling you that you have to think that's not what you thought. But then you have to come, that you have to find out, well, you have to wait till Phil Donahue comes on the show and takes up some pie-eyed ideal that Mike Douglas left aside to make this be a point of that you're going to juxtapose, that you're going to allow someone, a woman who sleeps with a woman, or a man who sleeps with a goat in your neighborhood or not. Well, now all of a sudden, that doesn't have, that's, you're not, it's not even included in your convite. You can't even convey or have an opinion regarding that, or it moves you outside of the system in tandem. So everything is built upon the mechanics of the mechanical bride. The details that set the mechanical bride even beyond the Gutenberg galaxy, because that's just the telltale signs that there was a crime. The Gutenberg galaxy is the telltale signs that something terrible occurred. Okay? They put it all in a box, Bob. They put all the typeset of types in a box, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, all on a hillside, all just the same. They're different colors, but they're all the same. And so as they have been set, type set as this categorical inference, what's happened is they've all been put together and ripped of everything that makes them, what do you call it, when someone is singular, that they're different, that they have a self-identity. What's lost is identity, which is what Marshall McLuhan warned, that you would be put in a box and you would be prescribed as a certain level or degree. You would become every color yo-yo. Do you know what a yo-yo is, Bob?
Yep.
Everyone would become a yo-yo. You'd be your own color, but you're on a string and you get cast and spun, and then you climb back up. And then you get cast and spun, and then you walk in the dog. And then you're having this whole fascination of a quote-quote Kiska say, yo-yo. So now the power's in the slinger, not in the yo-yo. And so what he warned was that you don't understand. You're being slung, and you don't know by whom or by what. And now the inference or the reference that you're trying to, well, in a glib, cliche sort of way, write a paper to include the knowing that this new tech body becomes the yo-yo slinger, handler. The yo-yo has power only from the passing of the wrist. So the wrist action comes from the tech body, which is the uber conclusion of the mechanical bride.
Okay. Is that it? You've finished? You want some questions?
You can ask some more if that's not enough. Did that answer your...
No, that's not enough. That's not enough. Okay.
Proper, then ask the question.
At the beginning, you said it applies. Were you talking about apply your opening statement to all times?
Yeah, that's what McLuhan did.
History.
McLuhan went all through history, because without Ezra Pound, there is no Marshall McLuhan. It made conversation.
And then
and we didn't even we didn't include Wyndham Lewis. Now Wyndham Lewis killed it all. Wyndham Lewis would put baking soda on everything. It would neutralize everything. Do you understand that? Do you understand Wyndham Lewis? You understand? Okay.
No,
you
I don't want to hear Lewis about assessments. I don't want to go into assessments of these people. Look, tech body.
No. Wyndham Lewis made the tech body successful. Because the bland condition may push people further away. The same way the bra burners in the 60s set off women's lib, which we don't even know what that means, because now they don't want to be equal, or they do, or they don't, or they're up, or they're down, we don't know. That's what Marshall McLuhan was trying to point out. He's like, you people are ridiculous. You put yourself in a box, and then you start screaming for equal box rights. You mess yourself up, you segregate yourself, and then you're furious because you're segregated. I want to go where the Negro people go. No. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. See, that's what he's saying. He's like, you're looking at the big picture. You're looking at the event horizon and judging your condition based on where you see other conditions conflate. And so the rich people are rich. Well, what the fuck is rich?
Now let me ask my questions. Capture. You talked about capturing something in the rant. Do you remember what it was, what you were capturing?
Yeah. The tech body captured the
print
press.
And the Android
print
beam.
Type.
Yeah,
printing type. Print type.
What do you mean by capturing? It's inside it, content?
No. There's no printing press anymore. There are no presses. Stop the presses. There are no presses
okay,
anymore.
Okay, so capture
Newspapers.
Means to make invisible. Disappear.
No, capture means... No, capture does not... Where do you get capture means to make
you
invisible?
You just said there's
no
printing press, so...
But it... No, because they own... TechBody took them all over. TechBody took them all... It obfuscated. It's like a rotary phone.
Took them over.
They got captured.
There's that word, obfuscated. Remove them from our fucking experience. They ain't there anymore. They've been disappeared.
That's correct, but they disappeared and kept been captured by the tech body. The reason you don't see it is because of the tech body. So the tech body has everyone.
Their capture means they're disappeared, absorbed, disappeared. And
that's not what
you
capture
say obfuscated.
Means.
What's it mean?
It means it's been taken over.
So you said capture, and that means there's lots of printing books can be made by the tech body.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And they are.
So what has... There's lots of books. They haven't disappeared or anything. So what is the capture point?
The tech body decides...
Hey, Ion, is the tech body a physical machine?
No.
Is the tech body a construct of somebody's mind?
We don't know quite what you mean, but the answer would be yes, if you can picture your words as something over the game, watching the game, controlling the game, deciding what moves are next from individual players that should have their own free will, but they don't.
Okay, so that implies, Bob, will you mute? very whatever throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that over your will, that implies mm-hmm. there's some godlike
power,
something that is
power.
The tech body.
Power. It's your power. Uh-huh. It's your human power. It's your power that you separated yourself from because you didn't use, that Marshall McLuhan said, you're ridiculous, and you don't know what you're doing, and you're doing it anyway, and you think you're watching TV, but the TV's watching you. Now,
so that's
what
just
you
exactly
watch.
What you have said, that we've given up our power to do those things to something
correct.
Else. So that something else.
Now the powerful humans are left to drive this new tech body. That's very powerful, Carolyn. Very powerful.
What is it, Carolyn? If it's not physical, what is it?
So Bob is asking, if it's not a physical machine, what is it?
Power.
And who, quote-unquote, who is wielding the power if we aren't?
Yeah, the humans sacrificed or separated themselves from their power because they wanted something smarter than they to run the ship. And so they got it. They asked for it, and they got it. So the humans created the tech body, and they continue. Now AI, which isn't very artificial anymore, now AI makes its own artificial intelligence. So it can run every potential outcome. So it takes all probability out of the conversation.
Right. So the AI is like we used to say, oh, the robots are going to take over. So
the robots are taking over themselves. Now the robots are getting rid of the robots to make better robots. So now, Carolyn, it's amazing. Now maybe for the first time the tech body has morphed into this now new Wi-Fi inference. It makes a whole nother level to play, which almost obfuscates Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Almost. Lesson except he said, look out, this is what you're going to get. And you have all the quadrants that are all saying the same thing, even LaRouche, they're all saying the same thing. Look out, look out, look out. You don't know what you're dealing with. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, everybody is fighting fire to pump more and more and more and more and more input, information, power into this thing.
So when you say Wi-Fi inference,
you can't live in a house now without Wi-Fi. Can't live in a house now without Wi-Fi. Before you could live in a house without electricity. Now you can't live in a house without Wi-Fi. Forget electricity.
Right.
Your human existence is now based on bandwidth, not on information. Bandwidth.
Right. Well, bandwidth, how fast you can interact with the people
that's
you're
right.
interacting with.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. It's very unsatisfactory so far, so I'm going to
try. Okay, Bob's coming back.
Humans got all power. I got a lot of money, or I got a lot of aspirin. We don't know what power is. Too nebulous of a term.
Correct.
We can spend all day fucking out what power is. So let's not use that word.
Correct.
I want to talk technically. But unfortunately, I don't know tech and words. So I know the word algorithm. Is the tech body a bunch of fucking algorithms?
Perfect algorithms that are always correcting themselves. They are.
And what is an algorithm technically?
Okay, an algorithm is a prosed pattern of known outcomes that are prognosticated as a future reality. So they're saying this loop occurs.
That's enough. I don't know what that. Just hold it. Here's the Wikipedia. In mathematics and computer science, an algorithm is a finite sequence of well-defined computer implementable instructions typically to solve a class of problems or to perform a computation. How do you like that? You want to
perfect
improve
just
that
just
definition?
Said. Just what
no,
we
you
just
didn't.
Said.
You said
yes,
nothing like those words. I don't know what you said. Algorithms are always unambiguous and are used as specifications for performing calculations, data processing, automated reasoning, and other tasks. Perfect statement? Mm-hmm.
They overthink.
So how,
the problem is they're overthinking the thought now. They're taking that's precluding that humans are making a condition that the algorithms are figuring out. That's not the case anymore. Now the algorithms are thinking, figuring out the algorithms. It's leaving the human condition. Not going to be in the human's hands any longer.
Okay. The computers are made in some fucking factory. Okay? Now, they're
not
in there
anymore.
Making computers. I don't
not
know how
anymore.
They do it. They got.
Not anymore.
Where are they made? Come on. Where are they made if they're not made in the factories?
It's self-improving, Bob. Now you get updates on the, you get an update. They send you an update and you download it. Where does it come from? Who knows? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows where it comes from, these updates?
Nope.
So we're going to have to put that in. That there's this ridiculous
operating systems. Operating systems are no longer driven from Cupertino, California anymore. They used to be. They don't come from there anymore, Bob.
Where are they? Where do they come from?
What do you call it? The sweet by and by? The machines are driving this now, Bob, not you.
Could you describe, like, to a stupid computer specialist, how, in their terms, how the machine drives it, so that you
self-correcting,
give the computer...
self-correcting technology that allows a machine to drive a car. To take every condition that could occur while driving a car and allow a conclusion to be rendered that would make it a perfect driving experience.
Okay,
therefore, you don't
that,
need...
I don't need what?
Humans aren't involved in that application.
Are they on the market yet, these things?
They certainly are. You've seen YouTubes of people laying down asleep and their cars going 90 miles an hour down the highway and two people in the car sound asleep. People taking videos of them, but the car's driving.
Yeah. How do we get to a position where something we don't even know what they are, some electrical impulses, drive
because,
things around?
Because of what Marshall McLuhan told you when he told you, explained to you that the medium was the message. That the confines of what you saw as reality was actually surreal.
No, I don't want to hear about McLuhan's useless. What is the technical reality that led to a car knowing where it's going by itself? What technology was there? Transistors? Remember transistors, you know, semiconductors? And then what was the next word they used?
No, none of that matters anymore, Bob. Everything leapt. When they took a leap, when you no longer, when you had an open system, what you would call it, something called, you'd call it the internet. The only thing
mm-hmm.
that's included in that is net. They said a net.
They don't think,
Bob. That's why then the heads of these companies that are responsible for this, they go before Congress and they scratch their head and go, you know, we don't know what happened.
Anymore, in order for Pong to work, humans had to engage it. Okay?
That's where it started. But if a human didn't engage it, it was it had no value. Now, some would say that's like a book that didn't get read. It had no value. Like Big and the Wake.
Technically.
Yeah. Doesn't work like that. There aren't people that are prescribed to this. People take credit for it. There was not. It was always feeding itself, Bob. The power that flew itself was always there.
Starting from Pong.
Earth.
Well, try.
And the digital body is getting a pan shot to show how it's all set up. So the digital body outdoes what they're trying to use the Android meme to present. in a stage.
How does it?
So, yeah, and it can make, and here's a perfect example. It can move so seamless that there's no way in hell Donald J. Trump is ever going to be elected the sitting president of the United States of America. Matter of fact, he was never truly elected to be president of the United States of America. So we need to rewrite. We need to redo, undo 45, undo 45. Here we go. They're setting a stage. Now, somebody. Now they're not smart. The holograph told somebody through numbers that were created through the digitized body, you're in trouble. So, Joe Biden, here's the words that you should say. Okay, folks, the only way Donald J. Trump will ever be elected president is from chicanery. Vestal Goodman's I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now, all the way into You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet with Bachman Turner Overdrive. Okay.